Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refor shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Fager Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, and Esther Kreindl bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Reb Zachariah Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yevadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So today's daf is going to launch a new sugya, a sugya that's going to be melavos through the end of Perek Haba Yevimtai. It's a very geshmaka sugya. It's a sugya that's loaded with classic emaras, loaded with raid and related raid. It's the sugya that deals with the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. So really, the hakdama to the mitzvah of Pru Urevu is the Gemaras that we're going to learn. And really, it doesn't require that much of an introduction. But we know that the first mitzvah in the Torah, according to the Chinuch, is that a man is obligated to get married and to have a family. In fact, this is one of the first mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever gave. In the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, after Adam and Chava were born. So the pasuk says, Vayomer lehem aleikim, Hashem told them, meaning Adam and Chava, Pru urevu umilu es haaretz v'kivshua. And then again in Parshas Noach, after the Mabel, Vayivorech aleikim es Noach ve'ez banov, Vayomer lehem, and Hashem told who? Hashem told Noach and banov, Shem Chom and Yafes, Pru urevu umilu es haaretz. So there's a mitzvah for a person to multiply and to have children so that umilu asa'aretz, like this, the land would be filled. Yeshaya HaNavi in Sefer Yeshaya said that not only is Pru Urevu a mitzvah, but really it's the purpose of creation. Lo yisayu v'ra l'sheves yitzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the world for it to be sayu v'vayu. Before Bria Sa'ilam, it was sayu v'vayu. The purpose of the world is l'sheves yitzara, for it to be occupied, for people to live there. Regardless, the first mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah of Pru Urevu. We know that not all mitzvahs were created equally, meaning certain mitzvahs, Chazal say, require extra zahiros. The mitzvah of Pru Urevu, in the words of Chazal, is a mitzvah rabba. You can do certain things to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Urevu that you would not be able to do to be mekayim other mitzvahs. As it relates to the pratim and the dinim of the mitzvah and the lamdas, those are some of the dafin and the raid that we're going to learn. And on that note, zok the heilige mishnah. Lo yivatel adam mipiri v'rivya. A person is not allowed to be mevatel from the mitzvah piri v'rivya. Meaning a person should make hishtadlus to have children. Elim ken yesh leibonim. Unless he already has children. Meaning he was already mekayim the mitzvah. So then he could be mevatel from the mitzvah piri v'rivya. Okay, so what is the mitzvah of piri v'rivya? B'sham yomer b'sham ha'esesh shnei zecharim. If a person has two zecharim, two boys, he's mekayim the mitzvah. B'sil leimrim, b'sil says zachar unikeva. No, with two boys you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Rather, you would have to have a zachar and a nekeva. Shenemar, it says zachar unikeva bira'am. What this all means, we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, lo yivatel adam mipiri v'rivya. A person is not allowed to be mevatel himself from piri v'rivya. Elam ken yesh loy banim, unless he was already mekayim the mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, and obviously, kol yesh loy banim. If a person did have a family, mi piriya virivya bottle, he could be mevatel from piriya virivya, however, me isha loy bottle. It sounds like from the Mishnah, he should remain married, meaning he doesn't have to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Urevu, however, he should still be married, meaning, lamay nafkamino, if a person has an obligation to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Urevu, then he would have to be married to a bas banim, to a woman that's technically able to have children. If a person doesn't have an obligation to be mekayim the mitzvah Pru Urevu, however, he does have an obligation to remain married, so then, as long as he's married, even if he's married to a woman that can't have children, for example, she's a skeino, or she's an islandess, then that in and of itself would be okay. But the Gemara's diyuk is, lo yivatel adam mipiri v'rivya, elim ken yesh loy banim. But even if he has banim, so that he could be mevatel piri v'rivya, aber to be mevatel me'isha, not to be married at all, that's not okay. And the Gemara says, this supports something the Rav Nachman said in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel the Amar, who said, even a person has a large family, he's not allowed to remain without a wife. The Pasuk says, it's not good for a person to be himself. So even if a person was already mekayim the mitzvah, but that would just exempt him from having children. But in terms of not having a wife, that's not okay. Because lo toiv heyois ha'adam, levadoi, the diuk in the Mishnah supports Shmuel's halacha. The Ikad Amri Sam had the diuk in the Mishnah just the opposite. The Mishnah says, lo yavatul adam, mi piri virivya, elim ken yesh loy banim. Says the Gemara, yesh loy banim. If a person does have children, batul mi piri virivya, he could be mevatul from the mitzvah piri virivya, u batul nami me yisha. And he could also be mevatul from having a wife. Meaning, the Gemara's diuk is the opposite. It sounds like that once a person has banim, he doesn't have to do piri virivya, and maybe he doesn't have to have a wife either. So the Gemara says, Neima ti'avi tiufta d'Rav Nachman amar Shmuel. If that diuk is a correct diuk, it would be not a raya to Shmuel, but a tiufta to Shmuel, who said that even if a person was mekayim the mitzvah, but also lamed b'leisha, but the Gemara says, loy, ein loy banim, noise isha bas banim. What the Mishnah means to say is that if a person doesn't have any children, then he has to be married to a woman that's a bas banim, yesh loy banim. If, however, he has children already, then he doesn't have to be married to a woman that's a bas bonim, but at the same time he does have to be married. No, you say isha, the lav bas bonim. At the very least, he'd have to be married to a woman that's not a bas bonim. Says the Gemara, nafkemina. What's the nafkemina? If a person has to marry a bas bonim, or could even marry a lav bas bonim, limkar sefer Torah bishvil bonim. Could you sell a sefer Torah to go marry this woman? Now, just right away, Tosfos says that even though the Gemara says nafkamina, it's not because this is the only nafkamina. I mean, the more obvious nafkamina is, do you have to marry a bas banim, or do you not have to marry a bas banim? Someone that wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet has to be married, but he has to be married to a bas banim. Someone that was mekayim the mitzvah has to be married, but he doesn't have to be married to a bas banim. So you want to know what the nafkamina is? Nafkamina is, do you have to marry a bas banim, do you not have to marry a bas banim? But Kuloimar says Tosfos, the last Tosfos, lahayim milsanami nafkamina. There would be another nafkamina. And the other nafkamina would be, is that a person is allowed to sell a sefer Torah to be mekayim the mitzvah puruvu, but he's not allowed to sell a sefer Torah stam to be married. So another nafkamina would be, could you sell a sefer Torah to get married? If a person is already in a state where he was mekayim the mitzvah puruvu, so then he can't sell a sefer Torah. But at the same time, if he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet, then he would be able to sell a sefer Torah. Ayin Tosfos, but the bottom line is, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah said lo yivatal adam mipiriyah virivya elim ken yesh loy banim, clearly implying that if a person has banim, he could be mevatal from piriyah virivya. But Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that it's only from piriyah virivya that it could be mevatal, but he still has an obligation to be married. Why? Because it says in the pasuk, "Loitoy ve'yoisa adam levadoi," and we learn from there that afal pishi yeshloi laadam kama banim. Even if a person has many banim, asa lamoid below yisha. So the Mishnah mentioned the machloikis b'sham and b'sil. What exactly the mitzvah of puruvu is? B'sham I said shnei zacharim, u'b'sil said zachar u'nekeva. Now, the Mishnah mentioned the makar tashitas b'sila. B'sil said zachar u'nekeva shenemar zachar u'nekeva b'ra'am. So when a kadosh baruch hu created the world, and he created man. He didn't just create man. He created a man and a woman. He created Adam and Chava. So Bisul said that just like Hashem, betchilas priyas ha'olam, created Zachar u'Nekeva, so too, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for a person to have a Zachar u'Nekeva. Beis Shammai argues, and Beis Shammai says, shnei zachar. So the Gemara says, mai tamayu de Beis Shammai. What's pshat in Beis Shammai? Why is it that it's okay for a person to be mevatel from the mitzvah peri virivya once he has two boys? How do you know that the mitzvah puruvu is shnei zcharm? So the Gemara says, Yalfina mi Moshe. B'shamay learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, B'nei Moshe, Gershom Eliezer. Moshe had two sons. He had a son Gershom, he had a son Eliezer. He didn't have any daughters. All he had was Gershom and Eliezer. Okay, so where do you see from Moshe Rabbeinu that that's the mitzvah? Says Dr. Rashi, because Moshe Rabbeinu we know was Pirish Meishtai. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Meishtai, presumably he was already mekayim the mitzvah. Because had he not been mekayim the mitzvah, he would not have had a right to be Pirish Meishtai. So if Moshe Rabbeinu only had two scharim and still he was Pirish Meishtai, must be the mitzvah is two scharim. Ubeisil, how does Beisil? Yalfinim a Briyasi Shalaylam. Beisil learns from Briyasi Shalaylam. When Hashem created the world, he created Adam and Chavu, was a Zachar and a Keva. So Beisil says it has to be a Zachar and a Keva. So Gemar Beishamai Lel from Briyasi Shalaylam. Why didn't Beishamai learn from Briyasi Shalaylam? So the Gemara says, Ein Donim Efsher, Mishi E Efsher. You can't learn Efsher from E Efsher. Meaning, it was E Efsher for the world to be created without a man and a woman. Because without a man and a woman, it'd be impossible to procreate, so there'd be no Hemshech in the world. So it was inevitable that Hashem had to create Adam and Chava. It was Efshir any other way. Being that it was Efshir, you can't learn anything from there. Because that's a klal and shas. Ain't done in Efshir, mish Efshir. Now for a person, once there are nekevis in the world, Zakrashi, mechatesa, any individual has an obligation to be one of those people that brought those nekevis in the world. So for a person, l'chura, to be mekayim the mitzvah with two scharim is efsher. For Hashem to have created the world with two scharim would have been efsher. Ain't done in efsher, mishi efsher. That's what Bishamai says. You can't learn from Bria Sa'olam. Zok Gemara Beis Hillel Nami Lelfu Mi Moshe. Why did Beis Hillel learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was parish meyishtoi after he had Gerish Ben Eliezer. Doesn't that suggest that he was already mekayim the mitzvah? Because if he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, how could he have been parish meyishtoi? Obviously, he had done the mitzvahs and now it was okay. So the Gemara says, Amri Lach. Abisul are going to tell you, Moshe midaite hu da'avad. Really, what Moshe Rabbeinu did was midaite. Meaning, it wasn't what the textbook said he was allowed to do. It was something that he had plates to take upon for himself. It just so happens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hiskim al daita, as we're about to see, so he knew that he had done the right thing. But really what Moshe Rabbeinu did in real time was very controversial. So that it wasn't necessarily oisgehalten based on the gedarim of Puruvu, and that's why you can't learn anything from there as it relates to Puruvu. The Tanya, what's the makar that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was parish miyishtoi, he did it midaita. So these Gemaras now are about as close as you get to Agada to Gemara Masechtas Yevamos. Super geshmaka Gemaras, super classic Gemaras. But either way, the Gemara brings a well-known brice. The Tanya Shloish Dvarim Masam Moshe midaita. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. Miskim midaita l'tasamakim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to him. The first one was pirish mina isha. Moshe Rabbeinu was pirish from his wife. V'shiber es haluchas. He came down from the mountain. He saw that the Yidden had worshipped the eagle, and he broke the luchas. V'hoisef yoymechad. And Hashem had told Moshe that I want to give the Torah on a certain day. Vav sivan. And Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off a day. He did this all on his own. He was Moisef one day before the Torah was given, and the Torah was given not on Vav Sivan, it was given on Zion Sivan. So all three of these things, Moshe Rabbeinu decided that it was the right thing to do. At the time, Mechatesi, but we know for a fact that Hashem was masking to all three. So the Gemara says, Pirish Mene Isha, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Mene Ishtay, my Darash, what was his basis to do that? Meaning, a man has an obligation to be married. So, had Moshe Rabbeinu have a right to do it? And by the way, according to Beis Hillel, Moshe wasn't even Mekayim the Mitzvah Puruvu yet. The Mitzvah Puruvu is Zachar Nekeva. So Moshe Rabbeinu being Pirish Mene Ishtay, he wasn't even Mekayim the Mitzvah. So had he have a right to do it? So the Gemara says, Omar, he made the following cheshbon. He said, Ma Yisrael Shloi Dibri Imam Shechina Elo Lefi Shah. Ma Dechla Yisrael. They only spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefi Shah, or HaKadosh Baruch only spoke to them, Lefi Shah. What was the time that the Shechina spoke to Klal Yisrael? Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Etzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Lo Yiyah L'cho Elihim Acherim Aponah. So the first two of the Aseres HaDibris that we heard, Mipi Agvura, Hashem at Har Sinai spoke to the Yidden. Now what happened? Amra Torah, still the Torah said, Al Tikshu Alisha. The Yidden had to be prepared for this incredible event. They had to be prepared to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way they prepared was Al Tikshu Elisha. They had to separate from their wife. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what you see from here? You see from here that a person that communicates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be with his wife. So he said, Ani, me, Shemiyuchel Lidibur B'chol Shavasha. I always have to be ready to speak to the Shechina. For like Kavali's man, and there was no Kviya's man. Allah has Kama V'Kama. So certainly, I have to be Pirish Me'ishtoi. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. V'eskima Daita L'das HaMalkim. And we know that Hashem was masking. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, right after Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe, go tell the Yidden, Shuvu lachem lo'oyo lechem. You should return to your tents, which meant Tashmish Amito. Va'ad to you, poya moidi modi. You should stay here. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going back to a haloi, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Meyishtoi. He did it on his own. You see that Hashem was masking, but telling Moshe, go tell them, Shuvu lachem lo'oyo lechem. So clearly Hashem was masking. Shiver es aluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. And again, that was something he did on his own. Hashem didn't tell him to break the luchos, but we know Hashem was masking him. Why did he do it, and how do you know Hashem was masking? My darash Amar, he made a kal v'chemer. Ma Pesach shu echem nishesh meyot v'shloish esrei mitzvos. Madach korban Pesach, which is one of the 630 mitzvos. Amar Torah says in the Torah, kol ben nechar lo yoychabai. Someone that's a ben nechar is not allowed to eat from it. Now, a ben nechar is a non-Jew, but a ben nechar is also a Yisrael mumer. So a Yisrael, for example, that's Ovid Avodah Zarah, who has a din of a mumer l'chol ha-Torah kula, he's not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if a mummer can't be mekayim the one mitzvah of eating from the Korban Pesach, ha-Torah kula, the entire Torah of Yisrael mumarim alachas kama v'kama, so how could they be mekabel the entire Torah? So he took the luchos which represented the Torah and he broke it. And Hashem was masking to a Moshe did the because the pasuk says Asher Shibarto from Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish famously said that Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe not Asher but Yeyasher. For breaking the luchos, so Moshe Rabbeinu didn't midaita based on a kal v'chomer from Korban Pesach, aber lemaisa Hashem was masking. And finally, Hosef Yemecha midaita, Moshe Rabbeinu was moisef one day of preparation before the Torah was given. How do you my darash? What was his basis for that? He made a drasha. Hashem told Moshe, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, lecha la'am, go tell the nation v'kidashtam." They should prepare themselves, hayomu machar, today and tomorrow, v'chibsu sim loisam. Now, this took place on Dalet Sivan. So he tells them, v'kidashtam hayom, you should prepare yourself today, Dalet Sivan, umachar, hey Sivan, the day afterwards, Vav Sivan, that's when the Torah is going to be given. So Moshe made a main drasha. He said, Hashem said, hayom, umachar, today and tomorrow, hayom kemachar, to make a hekish between today and tomorrow. And ma machar laylayimai, just like tomorrow is a night and a day, it's a full 24 hours, af hayom laylayimai. So today must also be 24 hours. Now, today is not 24 hours anymore, because v'layla daha idna nafikle, the night of today is already in the rearview mirror. It's bygones. It happened already. So he said, Shema Mina must be trei yoimi lebar meya idna. It must be that hayoim u'machar is not today and tomorrow, but it's tomorrow and the next day. So today is today, and then tomorrow, and then the next day. So he pushes off Maimed Ar Sinai by a day. That takes places. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. V'eskima daita v'das ha-mokim. And Ebeshter was masking to him. How do you know? Because the Shechina didn't descend on Har Sinai on Vav Sivan. It descended on Zion Sivan. So clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to everything that happened. But why did we bring this Braisa? We brought it to the first of the three things that were mentioned. And that is, Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Me Ishtoi. He did it on his own. And that's why Beisil says you can't learn anything from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Parish Mishtai. In other words, Beisil says that in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu, it has to be a Zachar and a Keva. Beishamai says even Shnei Zachar. Beisil says, how do I know Zachar and a Keva? That's the way the Ebeshter created the world, with Adam and Chava. So it's Mestaber. That is what the Mitzvah Peruvu is. Beishamai says, I hear. But at the same time, don't you have a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was Parish Mishtai, even though all he had was Gershom and Eliezer. All he had was two Zacharim. So says Beishamai, isn't this a great raya? Beisil said, no, it's not a great raya, because what Moshe Rabbeinu did tackle was not oizkalted in the world of Puruvu. It was something he did based on a cheshbin. Hashem never told him to do it. There was no rav that would have given him such a psak. It was something he did midaita. It just so happens v'iskeman kadosh baruch hu al daita. But the bottom line is, it's not something that he did based on the gedarim and the laws of Puruvu, and therefore you can't learn anything. You can't learn anything from what Beisil did. So the bottom line is, what's the mitzvah peruvu? Machloikis Beishamai and Beisil. According to Beishamai, two Zacharim. According to Beisil, it's a Zachar and a Keva. Stating that, the Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa that is going to have a different Messiah as to what exactly this Machloikis Beishamai and Beisil was. Tanya, Rav Nosson says, Beishamai says, the mitzvah peruvu is Shnei Zacharim Ushtei Nekevis. Person has to have four children, two boys and two girls. Beisil says the same thing that he said in our Mishnah, Zachar and a Keva. No, one boy and one girl. Amar Rav Fun is a my time with Rav Nosson. What's Shannon Rav Nosson? Alibi the Beisil, according to Beisil, that holds two Zacharim and two Nekevis. Meaning, Rav Nosson Alibi the Beisil is the same Beisil we have in our Mishnah. Zachar and a Keva Braam. We learn from Bria Sa'ilam that it's a boy and a girl. But Rav Nosson's Beishamai is a new Shita. It's two Zacharim and two Nekevis. What's the Makar to that? Tchsiv. It's learned out from the following pasuk. Vatoysef lo ledes. As Achiv, as Hevel. Vahi Hevel Roy, it's saying, Vikayan Hoy Evid Adam. So Adam and Chava had a child, his name was Kayan. And then afterwards, Vatoysef Lola, this Chava had another child, as Achiv, this child was a boy, he was Kayan's brother, as Havel. His name was Havel. So the Gemara darshined, Beishamai did, that the Pasuk doesn't just say, Vatoysef Lola, this Hevel, but as Achiv, S Havel. It says the word S twice. And we learned from the fact that it says the word S twice, Hevel v'achoysoi, Kayin v'achoysoi. With Deirish S and Shabbatayra, S is l'rabois. And what do we mean, Marba? That Kayin had a sister and Hevel had a sister. Okay, even the Pasuk says that after Hevel was killed, he was murdered by his brother Kayin, Vayeda Adam Oides Ishtoi, Vatelut Bein, Vatikra as Shemoi, Shais. Then Chava had another child. His name was Shais. And the reason she named him Shais was Kishosli Elikim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel Kiarga Yakayin. Because this child came in place of Hevel. Says Rav Nosson, Beshamai saw from here that Chava had to have another boy. Once her son Hevel was killed, she had to replace, so to speak, Hevel as far as being Mekayim the Mitzvah. And the way she replaced him was by having a child, Shais. But Shais was Tachas Hevel as it relates to the Mitzvah. So you see that Adam and Chava had two boys and two girls. What do you mean? I knew there were two boys. I knew there were Cain and Hevel. Yeah, but it says Es Ochiv, Es Hevel, the rabbis, that there were sisters as well. So two boys and two girls. And then what happened? Hevel died. So what happened? Shais. And Shais is Tachas Hevel. So you see that Hevel, so to speak, had to be replaced from a Hilchas Puri of Arabia perspective. So thus is Araya that the mitzvah is two boys and two girls. Rabbanon. What are the Rabbanon going to say to this? Meaning, what's Beisol going to say? Or even the other Rabbanon who held that even Beishamai doesn't hold two boys and two girls. So meaning, other than Rav Nosson's Beishamai, all the other opinions are going to have to be miyash of this. So the Gemara says, no, I do yehadakam maidis. When Chava said that Shais was replacing Hevel, she didn't mean in the mitzvah peruvu. All she meant was is that she had lost a child, and now she had another child, and on some level she had a nechama from the other child that she had. She was giving haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but she wasn't saying some whole lumbus in the world of peruvu. Tanya Yudich, another brisa. Rav Nosson says, Bishami says, Zachar Nekeva. The mitzvah is Zachar Nekeva. So in this brisa, again, it's Rav Nosson, who has a different version of Bishami. What's Beishamai Shita in this Braisa? It's a Zachar Nekeva, which up until now was always the Shita of Beisilil. U Beisilil Oimrim, Beisilil says, Oy Zachar, Oy Nekeva. Other a Zachar, other a Nekeva. Other Rabba said, My Kaimo the Rav Nosson, I'll leave it to Beisilil. What's Shana Rav Nosson, leave it to Beisilil. And again, Rav Nosson, I'll leave it to Beishamai Zachar Nekeva that we know. That's the original Beis Hillel, we learn it from Briyasa Shalaylam. But now we have this new Shita, either a Zachar or a Nekeva, Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Lysayu Vera Leshevis Yitzara, that's the Pasuk in Yeshaya that brings out the importance of the Mitzvah Puravu, and we learn from there, Va'avale Sheves. This is like a Pirish, it's a commentary on the Mitzvah. As long as a person does Sheves, he does something to make sure that the world is going to be populated, Oy Zachar, Oy Nekeva, that in and of itself is going to be enough. So the Mitzvah of Sheves, it's magdir, the mitzvah puravu, that as long as a person does something, he makes some sort of ishtadlis, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So this is the well-known machlokes b'shamai b'sil, and really the rest of the story, as we see now, is that even though the Mishnah says machlokes b'shamai b'sil is, b'shamai holds to schar b'sil, says zachar nekeva, but really there was a braisa that mentioned two other formulations of what this machlokes might be. Both in the name of Rav Nosson. In the first, the Tzad HaChiddush is that Rav Nosson held that Beis Shammai holds two Scharim and two Nekevis. Beisul is the same Beisul. In the second one, Rav Nosson had a Chiddush Sayim Beis Shammai, Sayim Beisul. According to Beis Shammai, it's not two Scharim, it's Zachar Nekeva. And according to Beis Hillel, it's Oy Zachar, Oy Nekeva. Just one interesting thing. And Metz Hashem, in the course of the week, we're going to get back to this machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beisul. But just for now, one Ha'arah that's worth mentioning, Rashi says on the bottom of Samech Aleph on the days, it's five lines from the bottom, Dibra Maskel Beishamai Yoimrim Shnei Zachar. Beishamai says two Zachar. So going back to the original Girsa of the Machloikis, according to Beishamai, two Zacharim, according to Beisul, it's Zachar in a Keva. So Rashi, Shnei Zacharim, Avoloi Zachar in a Keva. Rashi says that according to Beishamai, if a person would have a Zachar in a Keva, he wouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Meaning, just like Beisul says Zachar in a Keva, Avoloi Shnei Zacharim, Beishamai holds Shnei Zacharim, Avoloi Zachar in a Keva. Flosh and Rashi, Avoloi Zachar in a Keva. Stating that, there are many Rishonim that had a different Girsa in Rashi. I'm reading from the Pirish of Rabbeinu Avram Minahar, who was a Talmud of Rashi. He says, Pirish Rabbeinu Shloima. Rabbeinu Shloima said, Umanda Omar Shnei Zacharim, Kol Shekein Zachar Nekeva. So Rabbeinu Avram Minahar heard from Rashi differently, not like we have it in our Girsa. The Rashba also brings such a Girsa, but the bottom line is, it's a Machloikis Rishonim, or really, a machlokes in what the right girsa in Rashi was, whether Aliba de Beis Shammai, who said Shnei Zacharim, Kol Shekein, Zachar v'Nekeva, or it's Davka Shnei Zacharim, V'lois Zachar v'Nekeva. Zok the Gemara Itmar. And this next Gemara is a classic Ben Benoi, pun intended, Shell classic, and it's a Gemara that we have so many related raid bites on. The Ein Kan Mekoymai, unfortunately, Laharich Itmar, Hayu Loi Banim. We've talked so much about it. Shaloi Bim Koymai, so we can go through this quickly now. If a person had children, B'yoyse Evikachavim, when he was a non-Jew, then his Gayer, and then he became a Ger. So this was a non-Jew, had a family, and then he was Megayer. Still has a family. Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Kayim Purva Rivya. He was Makayim the Mitzvah Purva. Me, doesn't have to have a family again. Why? For Ishlokish, Amr Ishlokish says, Loi Kayim Purva Rivya. No, he wasn't Makayim the Mitzvah Purva Rivya. Rabbi Yochanan, Makayim Purva Rivya. Rabbi Yochanan says, he was Makayim the Mitzvah Purva Rivya. What do you mean? He has family. Rishlokish, Amr Lakayim Purva Rivya. Rishlokish says, he wasn't Makayim the Mitzvah Purva Rivya because Gershon Iskayer is Kikotin Shanoila Dami. And because Gershon Iskayer is Kikotin Shanoila, he's a new person. So the family that he has no Shaykhis to them anymore. And if he has no Shaykhis to them, how could he be Makayim the Mitzvah Purva with the family that he previously had? Meaning, just like you find Gershon Iskayer Kikotin Shanoila Dami, in so many different areas of halacha, which seems to disconnect the ger from his previous life, right? No yarshim, etc. So you see that a ger is a new person. If he's a new person, the fact that he had a family in a previous life, that has no bearings on right now, and therefore he would have to have a family again. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that if a guy had a family, then he was Megayer, he doesn't have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Piri Virivi again. Reish Lokish says, Loi Kayim Piri Virivi. Now Tosfos asks, obvious Kasha, and Tosfos says, it feels like from this Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Gershon Iskayer Kekotin Shanoi Ladami. Right? Reish Lokish says, Gershon Iskayer Kekotin Shanoi Ladami. Not Rabbi Yochanan. Is that possible? If Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Gershon Iskayer Kekotin Shanoi Ladami, we're going to have to go through Shas again, from Brachas Dav Beis, and we're going to have to start working through a lot of different Gemaras. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan because this is one of the most important tenets of Teresh Shabbat Peh. Gerish and Iskari Kotten Shanoi Lodami. So Tosfos says, Avadin that. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan holds of Gerish and Iskari Kotten Shanoi Lodami. It's just Rabbi Yochanan held a svara that you shouldn't say Gerish and Iskari as it relates to the Mitzvah Puruvu. I am Tosfos, Lushoyne Yazov. What exactly the svara is, it's beyond the scope of what we're about to do right now. Pazok the Gemara, this machloik is Rabbi Yochanan Rishlokish, where Rabbi Yochanan says that the guy is Mekayim Puri Virivya, even though he had the children before he was Megayah. Reish Lakish says he's not Megayah because Gershon is Gershon Kotten Shanoi Ladami. This Machloikis seemed to have surfaced in another instance between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan was Lashitasai, who didn't say Gershon is Gershon Kotten Shanoi Ladami, and Reish Lakish was Lashitasai, who said Gershon is Gershon Kotten Shanoi Ladami. What was that context? The laws of Yerusha, the Itmar. If someone had a family when he was an Ovi Kechavim, and this guy was Megayah, Rabbi Yochanan says, In Loi Bechor Lenachla. The first child that he has after he's Megayer is not considered a Bechar. He doesn't get Pishnayim. All the fringe benefits that a Bechar gets in the world of Yerusha, this child's not going to get. Why? Dohavalei Reisha Zoynoi, because he's not Reisha Zoynoi. A Bechar is his first child. It's not his first child. And even though it's his first child after Geirus, but B'Metzias, it's not his first child. And therefore, this child is not going to be a Bechar. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, Yesh Loi Bechar Lenachla. No, he is considered Reisha Zoynoi. He's not. No, he is, because Gershon is Gair Kekotin Shanoi Ladami. So again, Rabbi Yochanan didn't say Gershon is Gair Kekotin Shanoi Ladami, and Reish Lakish did say Gershon is Gair Kekotin Shanoi Ladami. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, Reish Lakish l'shitasai. And the Gemara says, v'tzricha, that even though the two machloikasin seem to be the same, and therefore seem to be redundant, they aren't. And it was important for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish to have their machloikas regarding, do you say Gershon is Gair Kekotin Shanoi Ladami, l'inyan mitzvahs peri v'rivya? And then again, with regards to the first child that the Ger is going to have is going to be considered a Bukhar L'Nachla not. What? Iyashmin Bahikam I said, we only had the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish regarding Piri Virivya. I would have thought Bahikam Rabbi Yochanan. Over there, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Ger is Mekayim Piri Virivya with the children that he had when he was a guy, Mishum Dimikar Nami Bnei Piri Virivya Ninu. Because even when he was a non Jew, he still had a Shaykhis to the mitzvah of Piri Virivya. Now, what does it sound like from this Gemara? It sounds like a Ben Noach has a mitzvah period for Rivya. Freak Tosfos, is that true? Ben Noach doesn't have a mitzvah period for Rivya. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Now, some Rishonim say it really is one of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Another landmine that we're just going to go right over. But Tosfos says that the Gemara doesn't mean mamish. He's Mekayim the mitzvah period for Rivya. But the Gemara means that a guy has a relationship to his family. There is a shaychus between child and parent. And as a result, he's Meyinyana a little bit to Piri Virivya, Aval in Yenachlo, but as it relates to the Jewish laws of Yerusha, Tilav Ne Nachlo Ninu, that they have no Shaychus to. And here too, by the way, Rashi and Tosfos both say, it's not true, they do have a Shaychus to Yerusha. We mean the Jewish laws of Nachlo they don't have. It's enough in the Gemara that Oyve Kechavim is Yerush Hazaviv. But regardless, it the Yiddish Dinim Nachlo doesn't have. I would have thought over here is Maidil Rish Lakish. Meaning, you would have thought that maybe the whole Rabbi Yochanan is only true for Puruvu, because even a Benoyach has Shaychus to Puruvu. So the Benoyach has Puruvu, the Yid has Puruvu. So therefore, the children that he had when he was a guy can count for him, even now that he was Megayer. But as it relates to Nachla, where the guy had no sheiches to the Dine Nachla of Yisrael, you would have thought, nah, fiat mabaha. Now we only had the machloikas as it relates to Nachla. See, I would have known if Rabbi Yochanan holds the Inyan Nachla, Kal V'Chaymer holds the Inyan Puravu, but I wouldn't have known Reish Lakish. I would have thought, Baha'u'llah, Reish Lakish. Maybe only here Reish Lakish says, Gershin is Karaka Kotanjanel Dami Abu Bahi, but as it relates to Nachla, Ema Maitalay the Rabbi Yochanan, maybe it's Maitre Rabbi Yochanan, Zachti Gemara Tzricha, therefore we had to have the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Sai with regards to Puravu. And say with regards to Nachla, Esve Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kasha to Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yochanan holds that if someone has children when he's a non-Jew, then he's Megayer, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu. Reish Lakish says he's not. Why? Gershin is Karka Kotan Shana Yodami. So Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish a Kasha from a Pasuk in Nach. It's a Pasuk in Melachim Beis. It says, Be'ez Ahi Sholach Beroidach. Baladon ben Baladon, Melech Bavel, Sforimu, Mincha El Chizkiyo, Kishoma, Knichol El Chizkiyo. So Beroidach, who was Baladon ben Baladon, he was the king of Bavel, and he sends gifts to Chizkiyo. This is when Chizkiyo was sick, because he didn't want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu, right? All full circle. But the point is that he sends him Matonis. So what's the kashas? Rabbi Yochanan said, you see clearly that Baladon ben Baladon, right? He's calling him, he seems to have some shaykhis to his father. So you see, there is a yachas between father and son. Sakti Gemara, Amaleis, Reish Lakish told him, B'yotzen ev dekechavim mislukhayas. Of course, a non-Jew, Jewish father and a non-Jewish child are going to have a sheiches to each other. It's only niskayru las luchayas. I just said that if the guy is megayer, he doesn't have sheiches to the children anymore. Why? Because gershin is gayer kikot and shenel adami. But if other two any Yehudim are going to have a sheiches, right? You have to know pashup shat. What was Rabbi Yochanan's gasha? Amar Rav. Rav said that on this note, how come oidim everybody agrees be'eved she'en lechayas? That if you have an eved, so an Eved for sure has no shaykhis to his family. Because it says, Shfu lachem poyim achamor. And we learn from here, Am adoyme lechamor. It was Elias Eved Avram. Im achamor, am achamor, am adoyme lechamor. And we learn from here that an Eved is like a chamor. And just like a chamor has no yichas, so too the Eved has no yichas. Lamay nafkemino, why are we talking about this now? So Toysis, the first line on the bottom, Toysis, Im nishtachru lekayim peri virivya. That even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that a goy that's megayer, and he had a family when he was a guy, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. But an Eved Knani that became a Shukra, and he had a family when he was an Eved Knani. If he had a family when he was a guy, that's fine. But if he had a family when he was an Eved Knani, so he's not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, because even though it's true, a guy has a Sheiches, but an Eved Knani doesn't. Am Adam L'Chamar, so he for sure can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah when any children that he had when he was a Eved. Zok Tegumar, is that true? Meisvei. I'll ask you a kasha from another Pasuk in Navi. The Pasuk says, Uletziva. So Tiva was an Eved. He had Chamishna Osar Banim Ve'esrim Avodim. So you see clearly, he had 15 children. So you see the children had a Sheiches to him. Amar Avachar Yaakov Kepar Ben Bokar. Yeah, he had children, but he was like a par that's a Ben Bokar. Meaning you can use the Sprach Ben, but doesn't mean that he really had a family. Ihachi. So the Gemara says, Hachanami. So if that's true, then why? How did Rabbi Yochanan bring a raya? Be'eis nahi sholach beradach beladim ben beladim melech bavel. And he thought this was a raya to him. That guy that's Niskayer, you're bringing a raya from the fact that it says Ben? You're moide Rabbi Yochanan, that in Eved Knani that's Nishtachra for sure doesn't have the mitzvah puravu. Aye, it says Chamisha Asar Banim. The Teretz is the word Ben doesn't mean anything. So if the word Ben doesn't mean anything, Rabbi Yochanan, then why does it mean something when it says Baladim Ben Baladim? So the Gemara says there it's different. Shani Hasam the Achsinu B'Shmayu B'Shmad Avun. Over there it said names. Vachalei Mefarish. Here it just said, see, they had 15 sons. Over there we're talking about the son's name and the father's name. So clearly we're discussing some sort of Yichas brief. So you see, there's real Chayis. Oh, there's real Chayis. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shit, and that's Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if he's Megayer later, and even though Gershon is Kai Kanchanelu Dami, but still be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Iba Yisema, or you could say Rabbi Yochanan's Makar was really not that Pasuk. He rather quoted that Pasuk as a Kasha to Reish Lakish, but that wasn't his real Makar. His real Makar was somewhere else. Yachsinu beduchta achriti ba'avunu ba'abadavun. Because Rabbi Yochanan had another Pasuk where the Pasuk is talking about a non-Jew and it mentions him as the son of his father, and it even mentions the Zayda, three Dairis. Dechsiv, what's that Pasuk? So it says, Vayisholchem hamelech asa el ben hadad, Ben Tavrimon Ben Chezion. Oh, so now already we're talking about Ben Hadad, that's his name. He's the son of Tavrimon, who's the son of Chezion, Melech Haroma, Yoshev, and Damascus Lamer. But the point is, you're mentioning three Dairis, that's already different. Rabbi Yechanan's Raya was not from the Isfi, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, but its Ikamakar was from a Pasuk that already mentioned three Dairis, that's real Chayas, and that's how he knew that if a Goy is Megayer, so he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Puravu, even with children that he had when he was non-Jew. Zok Gemara Vayta, Itmar. If someone had children and then they died, so when he had children, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. According to Beishama, he had two boys. According to Beisul, he had a Zachar and a Keva. But Rachmana Litzlan, the person's child or children died during his lifetime. So the question is, does he now lose the Mitzvah or does he not lose the Mitzvah? I mean, he has to be Mekayim the Mitzvah again or not? Once he had a child, even if the child dies, Lamais, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. So it was Machlokes HaMeirav. Rav Huna says, Kayim Pir Verifya. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rabbi Yechon said, Loi Kayim. He wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rav Huna says he was Mekayim the Mitzvah. Shum de Rav Asi. Because Rav Huna held that the Tachlis, very important Gemara, the purpose of the Mitzvah Pur Ravu is Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, Ein Ben David Ba, At Sheyichlu Kol Neshama Yishev Aguf. Mashiach's not going to come until all the Neshamais that are in Guf are going to be completed. So what does this mean? So Rashi, it's really Gemara and Perek Chelek, says that there's an Oitzer that's called Guf. And in that Oitzer, there are Neshamas. And Mashiach's not going to come until all the Neshamas are emptied out of Guf. Shenema ki ruach mufana yatei v'goymer. But Rav Asi held that's the Tachlis of Pirei Verivyo. If that's the Tachlis of Pirei Verivyo, then if a person had children, and then the children died, at the end of the day, it was Mekayim the Mitzvah. You know why? Because what was the Tachlis of the Mitzvah? Take out two Neshamas from Guf. He took out two Neshamas from Guf. Now, it just so happened that these Neshamas ended up being returned to the Creator. Oh, but they don't go back to Guf. Once they leave Guf, they're not in Guf anymore. So if that's the Tachlis of the Mitzvah Purvu, it's so that you should be Mekar of the Geula, Ein Ben David Ba'ad Sheyichlu Kol Neshamas Yishev Guf. So the Maisi, he fulfilled that. Rabbi Yechon, and says, if someone has children, then they die, he's not becoming the mitzvah. Why? Because the tachlis of the mitzvah is not this idea related to Mashiach, ad sheyichlu kol haneshama shebegof, but rather the tachlis is what Yeshaya Hanavi said. So the sheves yitzara beina, v'alekun, that you don't have. You had it for a small amount of time. Abba Lamai said, right now, the hasis nish. So if right now the person doesn't have it, he has an obligation again to go ahead and kimi mekayim the slushak. So the Gemara says, meisfe. I'll ask you a kasha. B'nei banim, harehein kebanim. If someone has enoklach, they're like children, right? B'nei banim, harehein kebanim. And this is something that comes up in different areas in halacha. But in this context, we were discussing with regards to Puruvu. And the Gemara understood, Rashi, top line, kosol kadaitach, the Gemara's meisfe is based on a havamina. The havamina is that the understanding of b'nei banim, harehein kebanim is that if someone has a child and the child dies, if that child had a child, so then he can be mekayim the mitzvah Puruvu through the enokel. But what do you see from here? That if a person has a child, the child dies, he needs to figure out a way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. According to Rav Asi, that a person is Mekayim the Mitzvah, as long as he takes the Neshama out of Guf, that's enough for him to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So why do you have to come on to Nebanim Areim Kebanim? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Braisa means. It was a Kasol Kadaitach. But here's the Maskana. Kitanya hi, you know what the Braisa is talking about? Lahashlim. It's discussing a person that only had one child, Rashi. The second Rashi on the Yom. Kigoyin shloi hoyu loy lezakin ela ben echad. A person only had one son. V'nasa haben isha. And that son got married. V'hoylid bas. And that son had a daughter. Pater hazakin. The zakin's going to be pater. Shnarei hishlim ze eschoy vasoy. Because now, even though he himself never had a daughter, but b'nei bonim arein kebanim, so if his son has a daughter, now he has a ben abas, according to Beisul, now he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah. But enochanami, if the person himself would have had a son and a daughter, and one of the children would have died, you wouldn't have to come on, says Rav Huna, to b'nei bonim arein kebanim, because he'd be mekayim the mitzvah anyways. That's the Gemara's dicha. But the Gemara says, meisfe, I'll ask you a kasha from another bride. So, b'nei bonim harehim kebanim. Okay, meis echad mehen. If one of them dies, oishin him to saris, or if one of the children ends up being a saris, where he himself can't have children, loy kayim perivirivyo. The person will not be mekayim the mitzvah perivirivyo. And the Gemara says this already is mefurish. Meis echad mehen, oishin him to saris, loy kayim perivirivyo. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And if that's the case, tuftil Rav Huna, tuftil. This is a checkmate on Rav Huna. Zok the Gemara vayta bnei banim harein kebanim. So we just mentioned the brayso that says bnei banim harein kebanim. And again, what does it mean? We thought originally it means that if a person's child dies, then he can be mekayim the mitzvah through bnei banim. Lamaskana, it means that, because tiyufta de ravuna tiyufta, so if a person loses a child, he actually needs to be mekayim the mitzvah. So he can be mekayim the mitzvah through bnei banim, but it also means, It also means that if a person has a child and that child has a child, he could be mekayim the mitzvah that way. So the Gemara says, Abaye thought that when we say bnei banim kibanim, so it means bra lo bra, if a person's son has a son. So let's say a person's son had a son, then the person's son died. So through the son's son, he could be mekayim the mitzvah. Barta la barta. Person had a daughter, and his daughter had a daughter, and then his daughter died. So through the anicle, he's mekayim the mitzvah. The kol shekein bra lo barta. And certainly if a person had a daughter who had a son, and then the daughter died, so the son is going to count as a daughter. Meaning, if through his daughter he had a son, certainly that's going to work. But if a person had a son, and the son only had a daughter, and then the son died, so it's not going to count as if he had a son. So if a son had a son, the second son counts in lieu of his son. A daughter had a daughter, the anical counts in lieu of the daughter. Daughter had a son, the son counts as a daughter. Meaning it's a son. Why does it count as a daughter? The point is it's a hemshech from his daughter. But if his son had a daughter, so Abaye thought it's not going to work. Amalei Rava, Rava said I disagree. L'sheves yitzara be'inon v'ha'ika. At the end of the day, l'sheves yitzara be'inon, and that in of itself is going to be okay. And what's the oimik? Let's just explain this for 1 second. The point is, and that's what Rava's trying to say, l'sheves yitzara be'inon, a person has to have a hemshech through his children. That's the toichen of the mitzvah, the sheirish of the mitzvah peruvu, on the most simple level. So if that's the case, and Beisil holds it has to be a son and a daughter, so he has to have a hemshech through a son and a daughter. Now, no one lives forever. So if a person has a son, and the son had a child, even if the son dies, l'maisa, he had a hemshech through his son. Or if a person had a daughter and then the daughter dies, l'maisa, he had a hemshech through his daughter. So the fact that the children themselves died, that's not a problem as long as they had a hemshech. Now, Abaye thought, maybe there's an afkamina, bra lo bra, bar to lebrat, is Abaye, Rav said no, l'shev is yitzar b'inon. As long as a person has a hemshech through a son, even if the son had a daughter, l'maisa, he was mekayim zachar. And if a person has a hemshech through a daughter, even if the daughter had a son, he was mekayim the hemshech of nikah. The idea is to have a hemshech through a zachar and a keva. As long as he has a hemshech, even if they themselves died, but if there's a hemshech, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Zok de Gemara, the kula amam, yes. Everyone, however, agrees that shrei michad loy. Meaning, if somebody would have one child, and through that one child, he would have then two enoklach, that's not a kiyam mitzvah's peruvu. The kiyam mitzvah's peruvu has to be through two children. So through a zachar and a keva. Even if they die, through them it can work. But it has to come through two children. Two from one, that's not going to be okay. So Gemara v'loy, v'amri le Rabbanan l'Rav Sheishes, the Rabbanan told Rav Sheishes, nasiv itza. You have to get married, Rav Sheishes. V'oilid b'ni, and you have to have children. Amalui told them, b'ni b'akti b'nai ninu. He said, my daughter's sons, they're my sons. Now, all he had was sons from one daughter. And he told them, I don't have to get married. He says, a chavshan ha-mishpacha for my daughter. He had a bas yichida, it sounds like. And through them, he felt he was mekayim the mitzvah. How is he mekayim the mitzvah? I thought it has to come from two children. He only had it from one child. So the Gemara says, hasam dechuyi kamatchulu. Rav Sheishes was just pushing them away. He didn't mean it. He knew halachically this is not the case. He was just pushing them away. The Rav Sheishes, he acted pitu Rav Huna. Because Rav Sheishes couldn't have any children. And the Gemara tells us why Rav Sheishes couldn't have children. Rav Sheishes couldn't have children. Mi pirkei de Rav Huna. It was because of the long shiurim of Rav Huna. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bechiris, Daf Memdalu, where the Gemara says that Rav Huna would darshan for a very, very long time. And what happened was people needed to go to the bathroom, but it was disrespectful for them to get up. And because they were controlling themselves for such an extended period of time, it ended up affecting them physically to the point that some of these Talmidim couldn't have children. And Rav Sheishes was one of them. And Rav Sheishes couldn't have children. But the bottom line is Rav Sheishes didn't want to get married, not because he really felt he was mekayim the mitzvah. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. He just knew that he wasn't going to have children anyways. He was just pushing them off. It was just a dichoy, but that's not what he meant lahalacha. Amalei Rabba the Rava Bar Mori. Rabba asks Rava Bar Mori. How did the Rabbanon know bnei banim are in kabanim? Where did this come from? What's the makar to this idea that bnei banim is kabanim? So he said, maybe it's from the following pasuk. Lavan told Yaakov when they're parting ways. He said, abanois benoisai, your daughters are my daughters, v'habanim banai, and your sons are my sons. Right? He said, your daughters are your daughters, my sons are my sons. Oh, you see from here, b'nei banim is kebanim. Elamayata. So he said, if that's the case, v'atsoin tsoini hachinami, when he told Yaakov, he says, your sheep are my sheep, but they're his sheep, they're mamish's sheep, they're not mamish. El, what did he mean to say? The konis minoy. He meant to say that the sheep that you have, you purchased from me. Hachanami, your mishpacha, the konis minoy, because I was so kind and I let you marry my daughters, and that's why you ended up with such a beautiful family. He was just taking a little bit of credit for it. But the point is, he didn't mean it in a literal sense, and as a result, you can't learn learn any halachas from there. Elmi hacha. So the Gemara says you learn it from the following pasuk, because the pasuk says va'achar ba chetzrin el bas macher. Chetzrin was from Shevet Yehuda. Now he married the daughter of Macher, who's from Shevet Menashe. Avi Gilad fulakach avu ben shishim shana that teled lo yeskuv, and he gave birth to a child skuv. Iksiv, and it says mini Macher through skuv. Through Macher Yardu Mechaikikim. They were Mechaikikim. Viksiv, and it says, Yehuda Mechaikikim. That Shevet Yehuda was the one that had Mechaikikim. So how did Macher, who's from Shevet Menashe, have Enoch that were Mechaikikim? The teretz is because someone from Shevet Yehuda had married his daughter, and Bnei Banim is Kibanim. So his daughter's son was like his own son. So it turned out that Macher, who's from Shevet Menashe, ends up having an Enoch, or a son, for that matter, who's from Shevet Yehuda. Because even though it's his daughter's son, but it's like his son. So you have Macher, who has a son. That's a Machaik, that's from Shevet Yehuda. You see from here this concept of Bnei Banim, Kibanim. And by the way, you see Bnei Banim, Kibanim, not only your son's son, but even your daughter's son. You see it from Lavan also. Because Lavan said, your sons are my sons. How was that? It was through Lavan's daughter. So you see, Bnei Banim Kibanim, the Rishonim speak this out, not only your son's son, but even your daughter's son, even there you say, Bnei Banim Harem Kibanim. So just one final Gemara. Masis and the Lake Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah is the Lake Rabbi Yeshua. What did our Mishnah say? Lo yivatal adam imperi verivya, elam ken yesh loy banim. A person should not be mivatal mitzvah peri verivya unless he has banim. But once he has banim, at that point, he could be mivatal the mitzvah peri verivya. So the Gemara says, this is the Laker of Yeshua. The Tanya we learned to the Braisa, another classic. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua said, nasa adam isha b'yaldus. If a person got married when he was young, yisa isha b'zaknusa. He should get married again when he's older. Hayulay banim b'yaldus. If someone had children when he was young, yilay banim b'zaknusa. He should continue to have children even when he's older. Shenemar, and he quoted Shlomo HaMelech in Koyelis. Meaning, Baboiker, in the morning you should plant, but in the evening don't stop. Because you don't know which is going to be the plant that's ultimately going to give you naches. Maybe the two together is where it's going to come from. So never stop. And just because you worked hard when you were younger doesn't mean you should stop when you're older. So what do you see from here? You see that Rabbi Yeshua says, Nasi adam isha b'yaldusa yisa isha b'skeinusa. It's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said that once a person was already mekayim the mitzvah puravu, so at that point he's done. He doesn't have to get married anymore. You see from Rabbi Yeshua, nishtazoy, and that's masnisen to like Rabbi Yeshua. Zok t'gemar, Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Rabbi Kiva darshan the same pasuk. He darshaned it differently than Rabbi Yeshua. He said, "Lo me tayr b'yaldus." If someone learned tayr when he was young, yil me tayr b'zeknusay. He should learn tayr again when he's older. And zok to Gemara, "Hayu lo tamid b'yaldusay." He continues that if someone had tamid when he was young, yil lo tamid b'zeknusay. He should have tamid when he's older again. Shenema b'baikis raz arach v'goymer. Rabbi Akiva said that if a person learned Torah when he was young, he should learn when he's older. If he had Talmidim when he was young, he shouldn't say, oh, I was naimed so many Talmidim when I was younger, I don't have to do it anymore than I'm older. No, he should have Talmidim when he's older again. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva was a na dairish na mekayim, and this Gemara we're about to learn is so matim with all the hashkacha that we've seen. It's incredible. Throughout this entire machzor of Daf Yomi, where some of these classic Gemaras just so happen to seemingly at this point, not coincidentally, coincide with Davar Be'itay Matay. So the Gemara says, Amru Shneim Asar Elef Zugin Talmidim Hayulay the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of Talmidim. He had 24,000 Talmidim. They were from Givas Adan Tifras, V'kula Mesu V'Perek Echad. And they all died during the same period. Mipnei, the reason was, Shulay Nagu Kavod Zelazeh. Because they weren't Nagu Kavod Zelazeh. V'hoya Olam Shamim. And the world was completely dazzled. There was no Torah. Action about Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 Talmidim. They were the Torah in the world. And when they died, there was no Torah anymore. Till Rabbi Kiva came, Eitz Rabbi Seinu Shabbat Darim. He went down to the Darim, to the south. Vishnan Olehem, and he taught Torah. To who? Not to 24,000 Talmidim. He had to start again from scratch. Five Talmidim that we've all heard of. Remeir, for Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, as in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, for Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, the Heim Heim Emidu Taira. And these five Talmidim were the ones that were the Hemshech of Taira. So the Gemara says, Oysesha, Tan, Kula, Mesim, Pesach, Vadatzerach. All 24 of these Talmidim died during the same period of time. It was between Pesach and Atzeres. Rab Chama bar Abba, Vitem Rab Chia bar Rabin. Not only did they all die during the same time period, but Kula Mesu Misara. They all died in Misara. Maihi, what was it? Rab Nachman. Rab Nachman said Askara. Sounds like it was a Magefa, it was a pandemic of sorts. And all the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva died, and they died Misa Ra, the Gemara says, the worst of all the Misas is Misas Askira. Either way, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua darshan this pasuk in Koheles, it's talking about having a family. Rabbi Akiva darshan the pasuk in a similar vein, a family, but being Maimit Talmidim and about learning Torah. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yeshua is not like our Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah said if a person was Mekayim the Mitzvah Pur Avutz, he doesn't have to have a family anymore. Rabbi Yeshua said if someone had a family when he was younger, he should have another family when he's older, he should continue, he should go weiter. Rabbi Masa, who do we paskin like? Halachic Rabbi Yeshua. He said the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, and we can exhale here, there's so much here. But just to speak out, two ha'aras. One ha'ara related to the mitzvah Pur Revu, which is the Ikr Sugya, and then one ha'ara related to the last Gemara, which is Davar Be'itar, related a little to the Gemara with Rabbi Akiva V'Talmidah. That is, I heard from Yedidi, Rav Pinchas Williger. So Pinchas Williger is a Maggid Shir, he's a Mechabes Sfarim, he lives in Montreal. I met him in the summer, and he told me that he heard a Meiridiga question from his Rebbe Muvik, Hagoyin Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, Zeichet Tzadik Levrach. It's Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, who lived in Montreal. He was a Talmud Muvik of Ramea Shapiro. He was from the greatest Talmidim of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And he said he once asked the Oilam the following question. We know the Gemara. We speak it out, it feels like, once a week. And that is, Misha Chetzioi Eved V'Chetzioi Ben Chayrin. If somebody was a Chetzioi Eved, V'Chetzioi Ben Chayrin. So what's the halacha? Oved es Rabbi Yoy Mechad, V'es Atzma Yoy Mechad. He should be Oved es Rabbi one day, meaning he should, what does he do? He's a Chetzioi Eved, so one day a week he works for his Adayim. But he's also Chetzioi Ben Chayrin, so one day a week he works for himself. The Rebbe said, Amel Mishamai, Mishamai told Beisil, Dikantem es Rabbi. By doing this, you a Mesada, you worked out the financial considerations very well. Abba Vesatzmoy, like Dikantem. But you didn't take care of the person. Why? Because this man can't get married. Lisa Shivche in a Yachat, get married to a Shivche, he can't. Bas Chayim in a Yachat, marry Bas Chayim, he also can't. Liv Vatel, should he not get married? Valoy, loy Nivra, Oyla Merle, Lipiri, Verivia. Shenema, loy So, Verala, Shevaz Yitzara. Ela, Mipne, Tikana, Oylam, Kaivin es Rabbi, Vaisna, Oysa Ben Chayrin. And the Gemara says that when Beisul heard what Beishamai said, they said, Beishamai, you know something? You're right. They came around and they started paskening like Beishamai. So there was this age-old debate between Beishamai and Beisul. What do you do with the Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chayrin? Beisul says, what's the big deal? One day a week he works for himself. One day a week he works for his Adai. Beishamai said, that's true. Works. All the numbers are going to reconcile very nicely. This man wants to have a family. He wants to get married. To marry a Shivchi, he can't because he's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin. To marry Bas Chayrin, he can't because he's a Chatzi Yevin. Not to get married is not an option because he's sober. So what do? We force the master to free him? And even though loyvam bem tavaydu, taisus doesn't matter. We force him anyways. And the chazru beisul, hayus giver beishamai beisul came around. They said beishamai, I agree. I think that is the way it's supposed to be. So Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, he asked the oylem the following question. He wanted to know at what age does the chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin have to be for the halacha to be koyfen as rabbi the koyf of loy getshecher? Is it when he turns bar mitzvah 13? Or maybe it's when he turns 18. What was the shaiva? The shaiva was pashit. Because it's halach and shulchan aruch. It's an Eben Ezer. It's simen aleph. It's sifkot and gimel. Mitzvah al kol odom sheyisa isha ben yud ches. There's a mitzvah for a person to get married when he turns 18. Shmoin esra l'chuppah. The hamakdim lisa ben yud gimel. But if someone gets married when he's younger, when he's 13, mitzvah min amufchar. He's doing the mitzvah min amufchar. Aval koydim yud gimel lo yisa. But younger than 13, you shouldn't get married. Tahavi kiznus. Because it's like znus. And a person certainly shouldn't wait until he's already older than 20. But the point is that lechatchila the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah kol adam sheisa isha ben yud ches. It's a mishnah shmei nesr lechup. There's an inyan hamakdim lisa ben yud gimel mitzvah min amuchar. So the question was, how old would this chatzi eved chatzi ben chayrin have to be in order for us to now force the adam to free? Is it when he turns 13? That's when the mitzvah is there. Not just that, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha when he turns 13. Or do we say chazal said shmei nesr lechupa? So shmei nesr lechupa, you wait until he turns 18. That's when you're going to do this. So this is the question that he asked him. So Pinchas Williger told me that he really, really had a geschmack in this shaila, and he decided he's going to send it to a big guy in Williamsburg, Rav Benzion Cohen, the same Peter Ruf. So he sent him this shaila, and the same Peter Ruf wrote him back a tshuva. He addressed the tshuva to an avreich, Rav Pinchas Williger, and he printed it in his Shailos HaTshuvas Avnei Tzion. It's in Chelek Dalet, it's Simen Lamed. This is the question. How old would this Chatzi Evet, Chatzi Mechayun have to be in order for it to be Koifen as Rabbi? Is it when he turns 13 or when he turns 18? And Kedarka, the St. Peter Ruv, has a beautiful pilpul where he discusses this Shiloh. And he says that the Emes is a third tzad. And this third tzad is mentioned in one of the Kadmoinim. He quotes a sefer, Tiferes Lamosha. The Tiferes Lamosha's name was Ramosha ben Rab Avram. He was a Talmud of the Rebbe Reb Heschel Mikraka. So he was a Talmud of the Rebbe Reb Heschel, and he already discussed at what age would we force the master to be Koifer and for him to be Meshachar's Eved. And he said the Teferis Lamosha that I hold, it's immediately. And even if he's a Kotel, so he doesn't have the mitzvah yet, but Chazal made the takana, and if this is the way they made the takana, so there's like a loy plug in the takana, and this is the way it's going to be. And he said a chabar raya from a Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin. That's what he writes. He says there's a raya from a Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin. So the St. Peter Ruf said, what's the raya from a Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin? He said it's Pashat. He knows exactly which Tosfos the Teferis Lamosha was referring to. He said he meant the Tosfos in Perek Asheleach on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing what happens if there was a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Men Chayrin and now a Shor Shtoisim. So this is like all the worlds colliding. You have Shor Shanaga Chasapara where it meets Chatzi Evet the Chatzi Men Chayrin. It wasn't Naga Chapara. He was Naga Amadoyim Lechamor, but it was Chatzi Evet V'Chatzi Men Chayrin. So Nogchoy Shor, what happens if the Chatzi Evet Chatzi Men Chayrin got shtoist by a Shor? So the Gemara says like this, Yoyim Shor Rabbi, the Rabbi. If it's the day of his Rabbi, meaning if this is the day he's supposed to be working for his master, so then the Tashlumen is going to go to the master. Yoyim Shor Latzmoy, if however it's the day that he's working for himself, Latzmoy. Fascinating chiddush. It's a Gemara. So the Gemara says it depends which day it was. If it's the day that he works for himself, it's for himself. If it's the day that he works for the other, it's going to belong to Freita. It's a kasha. I don't understand. What do you mean? A chatz yevet chatz min chayrim is not over this atzmi yoy mechod, this rabbi yoy mechod. Beis Hill used to think that. Abba v'chazur Beis Hill l'hoyos k'divir Beis Shammai. Beis Hill came around. So Beis Hill came around. What's the halacha koyf in his rabbi? V'koyf v'leget shichur. So what do you mean? The day that he's working for himself. There is no such thing. There's no such arrangement. Azoy freit Tosfos. So Tosfos says you have to say, Hainu l'mishna rishayinu. And chanami, this halacha was going before Beis Hill was chazur l'hoyos k'divir Beis Shammai. Abba said it to Feres L'moisha, the way the St. Peter Ruf was masber. That if you're going to tell me that it's Shaykh Metzias of a Chatzi, of a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, where even Beis Hillel is going to be Moida, maybe Beis Shammai is going to be Moida, that you're not Koifa. For example, he's not Bar Mitzvah yet, that's Bashit, that's the case. The case is where he wasn't a Bar Hachi yet for him to be freed. Elamai, it's Muchach, that every Chatzi, of a Chatzi Ben Chayrin has to be free. And that's why Tais couldn't say that. And that's why Tais had to say, Hainu L'mishna Rishayna, half of a fellow. So he said it's often a Teferis L'moisha, and the Teferis L'moisha already said that it's not 18. It's not even 13, but what is it? It's going to be as soon as the child, doesn't matter how old he is, as soon as someone has a chatzi, a chatzi ben chayrin, Beis Shammai held you out of freedom, v'chazur Beis Hillel hirsgiv Beis Shammai, and again, it's a chiddush, because even though right now he can't have a child yet, but it doesn't have nothing to do with right now. At the end of the day, this is the way it is. And the St. Peter Ruf says that it's mistabed that according to Teferis Lamosha, the same will be true if he's a saurus. Let's say this child is a saurus, or this adult is a saurus. You know for sure this chatzi, a chatzi ben chayrin won't be able to have children. If there's a loy plug, if it's true for a katan, then it's yitachin, that it would be true for a saurus as well. Either way, as I state in the Teferis Lamosha. However, the St. Peter Ruf is mafalful, and he brings other Mar Mekoymus. He brings from the Maknin Kedushin in Kunchas Achrin, Simim Mem Dalit Sifyut Beis. He brings from the Ateres Chachomim, that's from the Baruch Tam, in his Sefer, where the Baruch Tam as well, they both said that it's only once the Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayrim is already 13. It's only once he's bar mitzvah that you're going to have this halacha. But until he's bar mitzvah, until he's 13, at that point, you're not going to have this halacha as well. Aber nicht 18. For sure it's going to be 13. Demis says, he speaks out, Toich Tvar, a beautiful svar. He says that if you look in the Chelkis Mechaikik and the Beis Shmuel, they both say, they understand, why is Shmai Nesra L'chopah? Why is it? It's a mitzvah. So a child turns 13, he starts being mekayim mitzvahs. So l'chayim should be mekayim the mitzvah peruvu as well. So what's this inyan? Mitzvah kol adam sheyisa isha ben yud ches. And the emes says, amakdam lisa ben yud gimel is a mitzvah min amufkar. So why is it the Chazal said, shmai nesra l'chopah? There's no other mitzvah you find such a thing. So why is it when it comes to this mitzvah, shmai nesra l'chopah? So the Beis Shmuel, the Chelkis Mechaikik, They both say the reason is because a person also has to learn Torah before he gets married. It's very, very important for a person to establish himself, to have a foundation of Torah. And he says most people can't start learning Torah until they're really teenagers. So if a person is getting married when he's 13, it's going to be Rechayim v'tzavaroi, v'yasik b'Torah. It's going to be very difficult for him to learn Torah. So Chazal said, wait a little bit. Wait until you're 18, Shmonesre l'chuppah, and then you'll get married. But it's all so that the person will be able to learn Torah. So he says a svara that chatzi yevet chatzi mencharen. Does he have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Or does he not have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The emes is not so posh, right? Does an Eved Kenani have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Posh, you would say no. Eved Kenani is chayvin all mitzvahs that a woman's chayvin. If a woman's potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it's mistabed that an Eved Kenani is also going to be potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay, so the Eved Kenani is not chayvin Talmud Torah, but he could learn Torah. But the chatzi Eved chatzi ben chayrin, because he's a chatzi ben chayrin, the chayrin is chayvin Talmud Torah. It's chatzi ben chayrin is chayvin Talmud Torah, but it's not so posh. The reason it's not so posh is because there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Chof Chesam et Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asur la Adam she yilamid es avdei Torah. A person is not allowed, he's prohibited. Asur la Adam she yilamid es avdei Torah. So if you have a chatzi, you have a chatzi ben chayrim, this is a little bit of a situation. Because on the one hand, he's a chatzi ben chayrim. But anyway, again, it couldn't be us. But one thing is clear, this person has a job. Not a 9-to-5 job. He has a serious job here where he's working for somebody. And because he's working for somebody, he says, it's not so posh that this person anyways is going to be able to learn Torah. So if it's not so posh, he's going to be able to learn Torah. So then it's mistaber that he shouldn't be a Shmoy Nasser L'chopah. So it works his advantage. He should be a Ben Yud Gimel L'chopah. And that's why when he's 13, he's ready to free him. Either way, I ain't Shom Pupul Naira. This is all the first half of the tshuva. The second half of the tshuva is not Shaykh. He goes me Indian la Indian. And then he says, B'derech Agav. He said, I had a suffix. An Eved Kenani is chayv mitzvahs. Midei Raisa. Yes, Kedushas Yisrael. Yisrael b'mikzas. Learned the sugis in Perek HaChayilitz recently. How old? What is the age when an Eved Kenani becomes bar mitzvah? So, you're at the bar mitzvah of an Eved Kenani, but the question is, at what age does he become bar mitzvah? So he brings, with his incredible bekiyas, that the emes is to a kadmonim that already discussed this. The Maratz Chiyus had a son whose name was Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes. He was a Rav in Brody, Brod. He wrote a sefer called Shailos Atshuva Stei Yitzchok. And in his sefer, Shailos Atshuva Stei Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes said that it's poshut to him that an Eved Kenani would become bar mitzvah when he turns 12 years old. Says why? Because an Eved Kenani is chayv a mitzvah is like a woman. And the whole makar that an Eved Kenani has mitzvahs is learned out la la me'isha. So he says if a woman is chayv a mitzvah when she turns 12, lean nearer that an Eved Kenani would also be chayv a mitzvah when he turns 12 years old. That's what Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes said. He brings us a chiddush. Agav Urchi, the St. Peter Ruf said that Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyoni Ashas, in Masechet is getting daf membeis, the same daf we quoted earlier, but not membeis amin aleph, membeis amin beis, he brings this b'shem chacham echad. And he says that even though he didn't say who the chacham echad was, I know it was Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes. You know how I know that? Because in one of the tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Engel, where he's being mefalful, Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes, he's handling this svar. So he said it's in the Shailos Atshuvas de Yitzchok, and I saw it in the tshuvas of Rabbi Yitzchok Engel, where the shoyl was Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes, they were talking and learning, so here he brings the b'shem chacham echad, for whatever reason, he didn't mention who it was. But it was Gilyonis on the side of Ashas, right? That's why it's called Gilyonis Ashas. So he didn't write on the side of the Gemara who it was, but I can tell you the rest of the story. The chacham echad was Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes. So it was Rabbi Yitzchok Chayes, and he said it's all Lamisha. Now the emes is the chiddush. The reason the chiddush is because the Gemara says in Nida Memheim at Beis that the reason women become bas mitzvah when they're 12 and boys become bar mitzvah when they're 13 is because a girl has a bini yaseira, right? Freyan have a bini yaseira, and because of their bini yaseira, they mature earlier. Shtei Sairus come earlier, and it's for that reason they become bas mitzvah when they're earlier. Meaning, the reason a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12 is not so much a din, it's more of a mitzios. Now, we know that there's a big shailun, the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether you say la la me'isha by mitzvahs that are tali and mitzios. For example, a woman doesn't have a mitzvah payas. Why? Because the mitzvah, she doesn't have the mitzvah payas, right? Like sakifu pas roishchem, one mitzvah is telling the other mitzvah, hashchas hazaken. So would an Eved Kenani be allowed to shave with a razor? You'll tell me, oh, you know, it's only chayv a mitzvah like a woman, lo lo miyisho. If a woman doesn't have a nisa razor, so he shouldn't even have a nisa razor. But it could be it's totally in a mitzvah. And if it's totally in a mitzvah, maybe it's going to be different. Doesn't Eved have a mitzvah peruvu? Women are pata from peruvu. We're going to learn about that in the coming days. The Mishnah's right here, Berek Abal Yevimtai. But why does she not have the mitzvah peruvu? Because they're not benois kivush. Eved is a ben kivush. So if he's a ben kivush, maybe he would have the mitzvah peruvu. The point is, it being that it's totally in a mitzvah, maybe based on that Gemara, it might not be so posh. But that was Rabbi Yisrael Chayes' chiddush. His chiddush was, His chiddush was that Eved Kenani becomes bar mitzvah now when he turns 13. He becomes bar mitzvah when he's 12. But he brings another chiddush that he saw in the Svarim. I'll read it inside. Ureizem matzasi b'sefer hanechmod. The sefer is called Halacha leMoshe. Me hagoyin Rab Moshe Naiman Zatzal. Ben hagoyin Rab Dovin Naiman Zatzal. Raive de Preshberg. And the sefer, he says, was nitfas b'vina in Vienna in Tofresh Pei Gimel. In 1923, the sefer was written Alashas, for Yerushalmi, the Shailus Achuvas. And he says, in that sefer, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, he said that you know when I think an Eved Kenani becomes bar mitzvah? I think he becomes bar mitzvah the same time a Ben Noyach becomes bar mitzvah. When does a Ben Noyach come bar mitzvah? So we've spoken now from the Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Kama V'Kama Po'amim. That Chassam Sofer says that a Ben Noyach becomes bar mitzvah as soon as his das matures. So as soon as his das is mavugar, as soon as he's mature enough, at that point he already becomes chayv mitzvah. Now, for Ben Noyach, it's only in the Shev mitzvah Ben Noyach. But it's as soon as he comes old enough so that now his das is already in a mature state, that's when he's going to be chayv mitzvah. Right, Chassam Sofer said it to answer a steer in the Ram, because the Rambam says that Ben Noyach katan is potter from doing mitzvahs. The Rosh says that the fact that a person becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13 is from the Halachas L'Moshe Mitzvah. And the Rambam says that Bnei Noach don't have Halachas L'Moshe Mitzvah. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer, right, this famous kasha, that how could the Rambam say that if a katan Bnei Noach is over one of the Shavuot Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he doesn't get punished? The whole gadlus is Halachas L'Moshe Mitzvah. And the Rambam says Bnei Noach a potter from Halachas L'Moshe Mitzvah. So the Chassam Sofer said that the only thing that's halacha l'moshe misinai is the age 13. But the concept of katan and gadol, that's common sense. That's svara. That has nothing to do with halacha l'moshe misinai. That avada ben noyach is going to have. He just doesn't have 13. So what does he have? So the Chassam Sofer says it's grace of chiddush. As soon as he's old enough and he's mature enough, at that point, he's already going to be chayv mitzvahs. So in this sefer, Rav Moshe Naiman, the source of David Weiss Bekever, said this gevaldige chiddush. He wanted to say that an Eved Kenani, as soon as he's mature, like the Chassam brought raya, why he thought it was a tzushla. But the bottom line is, he said two different opinions that I saw in Svarim. When an Eved Kenani becomes bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes in his Chuvis with Rabbi Yosef Engel, and Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes in his Sefer Shailos Chuvis that Yitzchak said, it's 12. Lola Meisha, it's when he turns 12. Whereas Rabbi Moshe Naiman said that it's once he's mevugar, once he develops a certain age of maturation. But one thing, said the same Peter Ruf, that it comes out from both Shittas, that it's theoretically possible for a person to be bar mitzvah and then not be bar mitzvah. It's possible for someone to be chayiv in mitzvahs, b'kdushas Yisrael, midday raisa, and then not be chayiv in mitzvahs anymore. How's it possible? You had an Eved Kenani. You had an Eved Kenani. Forget about a chatzi Eved Chatzim in Chayim. He had a regular Eved Kenani. He turned 12 years old and made him a bar mitzvah. And then 3 weeks later, his bar mitzvah present was they freed him. You know what happened? He was chayiv in mitzvahs, and now that he was freed, he's not chayiv in mitzvahs anymore. You had someone, maybe when he was 9, he was already tzor v'zorkai egas v'noitloi. He was puta, he was already an intelligent person. He was chayiv in mitzvahs. And like tefillin, oh, he bought it from tefillin, maybe because Lashua bought it from tefillin. But he's chayiv in mitzvahs, right? He's chayiv in mitzvahs. And now all of a sudden, he was free. He's puta from mitzvahs. He says, it's a doven noire, it comes out. It's shayich for someone to manage go backwards. You could go from being chayiv in mitzvahs b'kedushas Yisrael to not being chayiv in mitzvahs. An unbelievable thing. So said the St. Peter, we have to do something with this, right? Like, you give such a nugget to the St. Peter, what's he going to do with this? So I found this very interesting. Vayaris kol kikar ayardein, right? He scans mamish, all the raid and all the grace of Shilas and kolot ayrakulam. And he says, two things I want to do with this. I want to answer Michas Chinuch's kasha with this, and I want to answer a haflos kasha with this. We'll mention the Michas Chinuch's kasha. He also mentions here that he's talked about this in other places. So, obviously there's more. But just the Michas Chinuch's kasha that he answered. And that is, Michas Chinuch, in mitzvah kuf tezvav. So he asks a kasha. The Gemara says that if a katan brings a carbon, it doesn't have to do smicha. A katan doesn't have to do smicha on a carbon. Right, the Michas Chinuch, that he doesn't understand why you need a mir to tell me that a katan doesn't do smicha on a carbon. The only time a person does smicha on a carbon is if it's his carbon. The only way really to have a carbon is to be makdish it. A katan can't be makdish it. So if you can't be makdish it, where would it ever be negay for a katan to do smicha? This is the kash. Katan doesn't do smicha. You only do smicha on your carbon. A katan can't make something hektish. So if he can't make something hektish, where is it having a gay? So Michas Chinuch mutches with this kasha. So to Michas Chinuch, it's telling the sugya of Muflus Samachlish, which is a whole festa sugya. Then he says maybe we're Yarshin, but This is something Michas Chinuch Mutches. Sagt St. Peter Ruva, have a Nafkamina. Nafkamina is where this Katan was an Eved Kanani. And he was an Eved Kanani. He was already bar mitzvah because he turned 12 years old. And then he was Makdash a carbon. And then his master freed him. Now that he freed him, he became a Katan. But the Hektish that he himself was Makdash didn't go away. L'chayr, that Hektish was still there. So it comes out he himself was Makdash the carbon. Now, all of a sudden, he was freed. Because he was freed, so l'chayr, now he's a katan, because he's not 13 yet. So if he's not 13, that's where it's been again. You have to tell me that a katan doesn't have a mitzvah of smicha. Either way, dvarim atikin, v'inkam v'kayim l'harech, this was the shayla from a Perchas Hirschsprung. This was the tshuva that was written by the St. Peter Ruv Ayin Sham. Just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara very timely mentioned the classic, and that is that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. The Kula Mesu Beperek Echa, they all died during the same time. What was that Perek Echa, Tana? We learned in a Braisa, Kula Mesu Mipesach Vadatzeres. They all died between Pesach and between Atzeres. The Marsha, in his Chedushei Agadis, and this Gemara says that he thinks that the reason Chazal went out of their way to tell us that this all happened between Pesach and Atzeres is because the emes is, this was like a nes betoich nes. It was very, very much shaloi kederech hateva. And the reason is, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, daf kuf mem zayin amid beis, Omar Shmuel the doctor said, kulu sakiyani, all medications, midivcha vadatzarta mailu. They're most effective between Pesach and Atzeres. So Shmuel was a doctor, and he made an observation. He realized that all the refuas and all the inyonim of healing were most effective between Pesach and Atzeres. Now, what was the context? What Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis talking about? The Diumessus River and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch Part 1 and Part 2 and Part 3. That's what the context in the Gemara is. But Shmuel made a comment, and Shmuel said, he said, Kulu Sakiyani, all medications are most effective. Midivcha Vadatzartis, it says the Marsha, that not only did the Talmid Rabbi Akiva die with Perek Echad, but he said the perek that they died was really a zman that's mesugal refuah. And if it's a zman that's mesugal refuah, even then they died? He says, yeah. And that's what the Gemara was trying to bring out. That not only did the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva die, but they even died during this time. I saw today in the Sefer Shari Zoya from Abruve Margolis, he brings the Marsha and the Marsha's diuk, and he still saw another Gemara. A Gemara Mesechtes Menachis, it's also Dover Be'itay Matov. The Mishnah over there is discussing the Karban Omer. So the Mishnah says, Ha'omer Ha'yamata Be'medina. We know the Karban Omer was matted the Tfuah Chadasha. Ushtei Halecha Me'miktash. The Shtei Halecha that was brought on Shavuos was also matted the Tfuah Chadasha. What was the difference? The Omer, when the Karban Omer was brought in a mundane manner, a person was allowed to eat from the Tfuah Chadasha. Meaning, you're allowed to have Chadash now for dinner. But you weren't allowed to bring chadash on the mizbeach. You weren't allowed to bring it as a carbon until they brought the shtei alechem. So the carbon aimer was matter chadash be medina, and the shtei alechem was mattered in the beis hamikdash. So the mishnah aimer via menachas or bikurim minchas behem a kolim loimer. You're not supposed to bring any menachas or bikurim minchas behem. You're not supposed to bring chadash before the carbon aimer. Vim hevi, if you do before the carbon aimer, pasul. Kolim the shtei alechem lo yava. You're not supposed to bring it before the shtei alechem. Vim hevi, and if you bring it b'diyeved, kosher, it's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says like this, Yosef Rab Tarfim v'kokashale. Rab Tarfim was once sitting, and he asked the following question. He said, Ma bein koidim lo'omer l'koidim shtei alechem. Why is it that if someone brought chadash before the carbon omer was brought, b'di'evet, it's a pasul of carbon. But if somebody brought chadash after the carbon omer was brought, but before the shtei alechem was brought, b'di'evet, it's going to be kosher. If the shtei alechem is what's matter the chadash on the mizbeach, so even b'di'evet, it should be pasul. So Rab Tarfim asked this question, and he didn't know the answer. So the Gemara says, Amar lefan of Yehuda bar Nechemya. Yehuda bar Nechemya was there. And he turns to Reb Tarfin. And he said, no, it's, well, I don't understand the question, Reb Tarfin. It's pasha what the chilek is. He said, lo yim amrit koidem lo oimer shekein lo yehutim mechlali yetzel hedyet. Toimer koidem lo shtei alechem shehutim mechlali yetzel hedyet. He said, before the carbon oimer, it's more chomer. Because before the carbon oimer, even the hedyet is not allowed to eat from the Tua Chadasha. So therefore, even for the carbon, it's more chomer that for the evidence is going to be a problem. But once the oimer was brought, so that's a kula in carbon. Because even though it's not mutal lechatchila to be brought on the mizbeach, but it's Hutter Michlaloi. It's Hutter Michlaloi Lehedyet. And that's enough to say that Bidiyevit, if you bring it as a carbon, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says that after Rab Tarfin heard what Yehuda Bar Nechemya said, Shasak Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon was quiet. And Tzavu Panov Shal Yehuda Bar Nechemya. And Yehuda Bar Nechemya, his face started to glow. He had like a little smirk on his face. He was very happy. And the reason he was very happy is because he was Menatzeach, the great Rav Tarfon. He said such a good svara that the great Rav Tarfon didn't even know. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was there, and he looks at Yehuda Bar Nechemya and he tells him, Yehuda, Tzavu Panecha Shei Shafta Zakein. You're smiling because you said a svara and you were able to be doicha the zaken Rav Tarfon to mihani im tarich yamin. It would be a chiddush to me if you're zoicha tarich as yamin. Says the Gemara. There's a postscript to this story. Am Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi said oisei aperik proisa pesach. He said that time of year when this happened, it was 2 weeks before Pesach. Kshalisi latzeres said Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. When I went to Yerushalayim for Shavuos, shaalti Achrav, I asked around. I said Yehuda ben Nechemya heichon hu. Where's Yehuda ben Nechemya? V'amruli, they told me niftar v'halachlay. He said he was nifter. He passed away because of what he did to Rav Tarfon and because of what Rabbi Akiva said. So Rabbi Ruvar Magola said that shteitah negemara. When did this story happen? It happened b'prois haPesach, 2 weeks before Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi said kishalisi latzeres. He already wasn't alive. He died between Pesach and Atzeres. Said Rabbi Ruvar Magola, is it a coincidence? Like, why are we telling us? Why is the Gemara need to tell us exactly when it happened? Every detail must matter. Oh, the Teretz is like the Gemara in Yevamos. The Teretz is like the Marsha said. It's coming to show that not only did this person die, but it happened between Pesach and Atzeres, and that was a chiddush because Shmuel said in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis Kulu Sakiani. All refuahs are the most effective midivcha v'yadatzarta. So here's the question. What's takip shat? What's the reason for this? The chayra, it's kineged the way it's supposed to be. It sounds like this is a time of year that's a mesugal refuah. So why would it have been this way? So Rabbi Ruvar Magola said that v'yesh loymar, that I think the pshat is because the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos tafkuf yotas amid beis. Zok the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Skiri Gemara Kala mevazet Talmud Chacham. Any person that's mevazet Talmud Chacham ain't loy refuah lemakasai. There's no refuah to his maka. Why did the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva die? So Chazal told us mipnei shaloi nagu kovid zeh bezeh. The Gemara we just learned. It's because they were mevazet Talmud Chacham. It's because they weren't noy kovid zeh bezeh. Why was Yehuda ben Nechemya? What happened? What happened was he was meishev the zaken. He was meishev Rav Tarfon. Tzavu panov shal Yehuda ben Nechemya. Yehuda, tzavu panecha sheishav the zaken. Kimiyani and tarich yomim. You know why it happened? Because he wasn't noyeh kovet to Rav Tarfon. Said Rav Ruvar Magolis, it's true. This is a zman that's mesugal refuah. It's a zman that be'etzim said this shouldn't, things like this shouldn't have happened. Because it's a zman of refuah. Abba kolam avazet Talmud Chacham ein refuah l'makasai. And if it's ein refuah l'makasai, then even midivcha v'adatzarta, the greatest skula of Shmuel, is not going to work. Because at the end of the day, kolam avazet Talmud Chacham is ein refuah l'makasai. And that's the pshan in this marsha. That's why they taka died ben Pesach la'atzeres. Even though it's really a zman that should be mesugal refuah, it's because of this inyan of kolam avazet Talmud Chacham ein refuah l'makasai. Either way, this Gemara, of course, the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We've mentioned this so many times. The Chasam Sofer and the Chiddushi Chasam Sofer on that Gemara, the Kuf Mem Zayin says this is the Makar to Masha Oimrim Ha'Olam, and what the Svarim HaKadoshim say, the Chodesh Iyar is a Chodesh that's Mesugal Refuah. Iyar is Rosh HaTevis, Ani Hashem Reifecha. Aleph Yud Yud is Hashem. The Reish is Reifecha. It comes from this Gemara. In fact, that's the whole Dogush of the Marsha. That even though it was Ani Hashem Reifecha, it was this great man of Refuah, of the Kula Mesu B'Perek Echot. It all happened during this time. Shtaka B'Zoicha, to Refuas, and Yeshuas.